You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Negotiations for a global ocean treaty were on the brink of failure last week as UN members states near the end of a two-week meeting to hammer out the details of the treaty that would govern the high seas. Countries in the High Ambition Coalition and others like Canada and the US have prioritized hypothetical future profits from marine genetic resources over protecting our oceans. This is undermining progress made on the marine protected areas in the draft treaty text, and talks are now set to fail. Now, New Zealand, which is a member of the High Ambition Coalition, has a delegation, had a delegation at the talks in New York, and indications are that they were contributing positively to work towards the treaty. And now Greenpeace Aotearoa has said that they applaud the efforts of the New Zealand delegation and is calling on the Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to use their influence to help persuade countries like Canada to get the treaty over the line in the limited time left. Now, talks were due to wrap last Friday. On Saturday, I do believe that the latest rounds of talks at the UN aimed at securing protections for marine life. We know that they did end without an agreement on Saturday. That was the fifth round of discussions. Began 2 weeks ago, designed to establish this UN Ocean Treaty. You know, this would set the rules for protecting biodiversity in 2/3 of the world's oceanic areas that lie outside the territorial waters. Unfortunately, the UN members failed to agree on this in terms of how to share the benefits from marine life, establish protected areas, or to prevent human activity with life on seas. Now, I spoke to Ali Hooper, the Oceans Campaign Manager at Greenpeace, on the matter. Here she is now.
Yeah, so the Global Oceans Treaty, otherwise known as the BBNJ Agreement, is something that's been in discussion for the best part of two decades, really. And what the Global Oceans Treaty aims to do is it would manage the high seas, the areas beyond national jurisdiction, beyond national boundaries. At the moment, there is no legal mechanism to protect areas beyond national jurisdiction, and that's a real problem because what it means is that lots of industries that are now able to go out further and mine or commercially fish or explore for oil are putting those areas of the high seas at risk. Scientists have told us that we need to protect 30% of those areas by 2030 if we want to avoid the worst of the climate and biodiversity crisis. So we need to get onto this. This is why those negotiations are taking place. Unfortunately, what has happened in the last few days is that at the fifth round of negotiations for this treaty, countries failed to reach an agreement as they were meant to. There were simply too many disagreements on different parts of the treaty to resolve these issues by the deadline.
Greenpeace has applauded the efforts of the New Zealand delegation and is calling on the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to use the influence to help persuade countries like Canada to get the treaty over the line in the limited time left. Now, the talks are due to wrap this Friday, and in fact, it's been all over the news that they're failing to reach an agreement. I guess we go into that quite a bit. Are there certain countries who maybe aren't pulling their weight as much?
Countries weren't able to reach an agreement on the treaty, which we were really hoping that they would do. These were the fifth round of negotiations for this Global Oceans Treaty, but unfortunately there were just too many disagreements on different parts of the treaty text to resolve them by the deadline. So we're obviously quite disappointed. Every delay to getting this treaty in place and implemented jeopardizes ocean health, which obviously we all rely. All is not lost, and what we'll need to do now is we'll need to keep pushing, and we will need to push for countries to come together again, perhaps in an emergency session, to actually finalise this treaty and get it across the line. We would like this to happen in 2022 because this is too important for countries to forget about and to kind of kick the can down the road on. In terms of your question about countries and specific positions, yes, I think New Zealand, we were really pleased to see the New Zealand delegation take a very flexible approach in that final week. I think the delegation were trying really hard to not be obstructive and to try and be as flexible as possible to get an agreement across the line. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So we will need to continue with this work. There are certain countries that are being deliberately obstructive, countries like Russia, are making it very difficult to get this agreement finalised. New Zealand is in a far, far better position than that. And I guess one of the main things that New Zealand could do now in terms of our Minister of Foreign Affairs and even the Prime Minister would be for them to use their international influence to encourage other countries to come together again and finalise this treaty by the end of 2022. Because if we're talking about what this treaty is actually for, we want to get these fully protected marine areas in the high seas, and we need to get them in place by 2030. It's 2022 now. There's a lot of work to be done to get those areas in place to actually protect the oceans. So we need to move fast. There's no time to delay on this.
Yeah. Do you think this is, I want to say disappointing from world leaders?
Absolutely right. I think it is really disappointing, but I think what I would say is that we shouldn't lose hope. This is a huge and ambitious conservation project, and it's not over yet. Like, it hasn't been taken off the table, but we simply have not been able to reach an agreement in the time that was set aside. There were a lot of issues in the first week of the negotiations with countries relitigating decisions that had already been made, conversations that had already been had, and that was deeply disappointing too. The objective of this treaty is to try and conserve biodiversity beyond areas of national jurisdiction, and that's absolutely what we need to do. Scientists tell us it's what we need to do if we want to protect the oceans for the future. So it's time for all the countries at the table to be flexible, to have a sense of urgency, and to listen to the hundreds of thousands, in fact millions of people around the world who've signed petitions calling for this strong global oceans treaty that we need.
After this, going forward, we definitely should see some sort of just urgent action to keep undertaking sort of measures which will push for an urgent meeting between the nations again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the dust is still settling from the negotiations. They only wrapped on Friday New York time. But I think what we need to see now is countries not forget about this vital treaty that does need to be finalised. We would really like to see an emergency session set up to get this across the line this year. And in terms of what New Zealand can do, I think what has been really positive throughout this process is that hundreds of New Zealanders, thousands of New Zealanders have signed petitions, have sent letters to the minister and called on the government to be really strong on this, because this is what New Zealanders want to see. They want to see the oceans protected for the future. So I think if we can keep up that pressure, it's really essential. We need to ensure that our leaders, both here in New Zealand, but also leaders around the world, cannot forget that they need to get this vital treaty across the line and that they need to do it urgently.
That was Ali Hooper, the Oceans Campaign Manager at Greenpeace, speaking about the UN Oceans Treaty.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.